This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Text PRIME 11 to 42424.
This is it. The time has come. No more messing around. It is a changing of the guard in Washington. Will it fail or will it soar? It depends on your point of view. We still are pretty split in this country. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Certainly, we're not split on the fact that it's here. And all the pomp and circumstance that surround the first day in the seat of the Oval Office and the power base, the leader of the free world, all of that starts to, you know, be unfurled for Donald Trump. And it starts in the morning when the president and the first lady have a tea and coffee reception with the president-elect and Mrs. Trump. Then the president and the first lady depart the White House, go to the Capitol with the Trumps. Then they are attending the inauguration, of course, the swearing-in ceremony, very familiar. You have everybody who's anybody that's there in the upper echelon of his administration, the new administration. And then President Obama and Mrs. Obama leave for the Capitol, going to the Joint Base Andrews, and there a final remark, farewell, that's it. And then they're off to Palm Springs, and that's the beginning of Donald Trump taking over. I mean, pretty much right after the swearing in, it's his. And then you've got inaugural balls, and though you know, with just a click of a pen or two, that's it. He's in. The swearing in is really the big show, and then everything else that surrounds it. So this becomes the time where you get a chance to play the game. If you were to throw out one word to describe how you feel about jumping into the great unknown with Donald Trump as the president, what would that one word be? I asked this with a lunch crew and got various answers from ecstatic, elated, anticipating, thrilled to frightened, sickened, misogynist. I mean, you know, it still is pretty much a split country. But here's the thing, it doesn't matter. He's the guy. So we're not doing elections over again. We're not counting ballots. It's over. It's done. And this is the president. This is the leader of the free world. And the people that he has selected, I think, it's key. A good leader surrounds themselves with the best people they can possibly surround themselves with. And the concern always for me is what the cabinet does and who they are, because that's what a good leader does. A good leader gets out of the way of the people that they put in place and allows them to be able to do what they need to do, but have a gentle hand on their back. And this looks to be what we may see here, but there's no track record. So there's nothing to point to. Well, when you were a senator, well, when you were a congressperson, well, when you were a state representative, or when you were a city councilman, when you were a mayor, when you were a governor, there's no political scoreboard. And in one way, it's exciting. In another way, I can see how it could be scary, because it really is a leap into the great unknown. So while all of the pomp and circumstance, by the way, is going on, there'll be protests in Washington. It's supposed to be kind of a dreary day, rain. Donald Trump made a joke about it and said, well, when it rains, they'll know it's my real hair, because it'll be a mess, and that's okay. So the inauguration, of course, will be covered, you know, when they're out doing the swearing in. And people that attend are apparently allowed to have umbrellas, so that's a good thing, because if it's really coming down the way they say it might come down, then it would be pretty tough to be out there without any kind of headgear on or any kind of poncho or, you know, whatever it might be. All right, I want to jump to you because I want to hear your thoughts on this new administration. Who better to go to than Izzy in Missouri? Hey, Izzy.
Hey, I thought I'd never get through to you. It's been over a month.
You are in. You are through. What is the word? What's the one word for this move, this changing of the guard for you?
Giddy.
I like it. Giddy.
I am so giddy. I can't hardly stand it. I'm just thrilled beyond belief. I had a chance to go, but medical reasons, no, wasn't going to be possible. But I'm still excited, and I'm like, Dan, I'm staying home, and I have one of my very, very best friends is so far left liberal. Nobody figures out why we are really good friends. She says, I'm not calling you tomorrow. I says, good. I says, you will not interrupt my day because I'm staying home and watching everything.
Yeah, from wall to wall to watch the whole inauguration.
I am. I'll be up and out the door really early because I haven't been to the grocery store in a month. And I thought, I have got to get some food in here. So that's it. At 6 o'clock, and then I'm home for the day, watching it right through till the end. But I'm so giddy, I can hardly stand it. I'm almost going to wet my drawers.
I like that. That word is giddy. That works for you.
Yes, it does, because I'm just, it's been like forever since the election.
It has been forever. Well, since November, yeah.
I mean, in this past week, I swear, of course, it was so gloomy. Seasonal affective disorder was in place. And I thought, ugh, are the days going to pass? You should never wish your life away, really. But I just could hardly stand it. And tomorrow's the day! And I'm like, yes! And all you little snowflakes out there, go pound sand.
Snowflakes.
just go away. Let us have our day. You had yours twice, I might add.
Yeah.
So, yep. I'm just really looking forward to this, and I really pray that everything is peaceful for Trump's inauguration. Given to all the threats and such, I just hope we really have a peaceful inauguration. And that's about it for me. I'll grunt more on Sunday.
Okay, well
that
said.
That other one leaves.
Well said. That's good, Izzy. Enjoy the day in your giddiness, running to the grocery store. I should have asked her, what's the food that you're going to eat when you're watching the inauguration? You know, it's like when you're getting ready for a football game. But it's going to start early in the morning, because depending on what time zone you're listening in, it's going to be an early morning kind of thing, unless you're on the East Coast. All right, stay with us. If you want to, again, weigh in, you can do that. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's a good part. Sing it with me. Bum, bum, ba-da. Doctor,
give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I bet you. When that song comes on the radio, you crank it up. Come on, be honest about it. All right, so a lot of people are psyched. They're going to inaugurate balls. It's the big festivities in Washington. We're going to go to the movies next. But first, let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about tomorrow. Yeehaw.
You're going to be watching everything, taping everything, what?
I'll probably be watching it.
Yeah.
I think my one word would be reborn.
Reborn.
Oh, yeah. My one word for next year. Get a new president. Raiders are moving to Vegas. Got my Neil Diamond ticket. I'm good to go.
Oh, Neil Diamond. Where are you seeing Neil Diamond?
In Seattle in June.
Oh. That's awesome. I heard I heard he puts on a great concert.
I hope so.
I love it. All right, cool. So Neil Diamond, I like that. You have everything set to go. It's going to be a good year. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And maybe you'll nail the score, too. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe. All right, Everett, thanks. Enjoy watching the inauguration. So he says reborn. And Izzy says, giddy, anticipation. I think anticipation is a good word. There's a lot of anticipation. I like that word, anticipation. It is one of those times of the year where there's kind of a lull, actually, in going to the movies because you just went through the holidays and people had off and went to go see the big blockbusters. But there are some interesting, I think, offerings out there if you are a moviegoer or you occasionally go. The first one that we're going to look at is a movie that's been getting a lot of publicity, but really mostly if you go to the movies. You know when they kill you with all the previews? So the good news is if you're a person who's late or you get stuck in traffic, you're okay because by the time you get to the movie theater, there are only a couple of promos in, right? Only a couple of trailers in, so you don't have to worry about it. Unless it's a very popular movie, then you're stuck. So this movie called Split, PG-13, it's the genre is thriller horror, almost 2 hours long. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 78%. And this is one of my favorite directors, M. Night Shyamalan. Take a listen.
Hey, pardon me, sir. I think you have the wrong car.
What are we doing here? What the hell is going on?
I was sent to get you for a reason.
There's a flower on the pillows, a flower in the bathroom, like we're important.
The only chance we have is if all three of us go crazy on this guy.
Who is that? Maybe she can help us.
We're here!
Don't worry. He's not allowed to touch you. He knows what you're here for. He listens to me.
My name's Hedwig.
How old are you?
9.
I've never seen a case like this before. 23 identities live in Kevin's body. Who are you?
Help me get out of here, Hedwig.
You trying to trick me? I'll tell on you.
Aren't you the clever one?
An individual with multiple personalities can change their body chemistry with their thoughts.
Someone's coming for you.
Who's coming?
The beast.
There's a man here. He abducted us and he's going to kill me. We're meant for something. Something horrible.
The world will understand now. The beast is real.
He's done awful things to people, and he'll do awful things to you.
All right, so you get it. It's pretty scary. M. Night Shyamalan, known for that. He did a movie last year called The Visit that was so crazy. It's just crazy about these kids who thought they were visiting their grandparents outside of Philadelphia, but it wasn't their grandparents. It was the neighbors. I can't give it all away. So this movie is about the mental divisions of the this dissociative identity disorder where he's got these multiple personalities and captures these women and comes out as different personalities. I don't know, pretty scary. So now we move to the action portion of what's available at the movies. And this one, Xander Cage, could be heavily attended. It's called Triple X. Check it out.
Get on your knees! You have 3 seconds to comply! 1, 2!
Three.
If you wanted me back, you could have just asked me.
A device that controls every military satellite in the world has fallen into the hands of 4 very dangerous guys.
We need someone who can move like them, fight like them. It's time to be a patriot.
There are no more patriots, just rebels and tyrants.
So which are you?
I'm Triple X.
Tell me
introduce you to your ground team.
All right, here comes Red Bull's poster child.
I'm not gonna have clowns watch my back.
Who would you trust?
The good, the extreme, and the completely insane.
Hold on! What you want, I got what you need.
Now that's a team I can work with.
Here we go.
All right, so you get it there. Yeah. I can listen to that.
What you're doing down there.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Wow. These ghosted jewels are the real kind of trouble.
You have no idea what you're up against.
Whatever it is you're looking for, you're going to come up short.
Does this mean you're not making me breakfast in the morning?
All right, so as I was saying, I could listen to that all the all day long. I like Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's in this movie. Samuel L. Jackson's in this movie. And he's been in exile, so this daredevil operative, Xander Cage, races against time to recover a sinister weapon known as Pandora's Box. Always tough to come up with that weapon name, wasn't it? Let's call it Pandora's Box. And it's a device that controls every military satellite in the world. So, of course, you got to do something about that, right? This movie is almost 2 hours long, PG-13, not getting high ratings, Rotten Tomatoes 41. Might be better to wait for the return of Xander Cage for streaming when it's on Netflix, or you can go pick it up for a couple of bucks at Blockbuster, or not Blockbuster. No, it's not Blockbuster, it's Redbox. Blockbuster, boy, they went down fast, didn't they? There was a company that didn't see what hit them when Netflix came around, because at first you were getting all these DVDs, and then, of course, the streaming thing, and I talked about this last night, how their business has just shot up. Because people are streaming so many movies, you know, a couple of clicks here and there, and you can see almost first-run flicks, and oh, what a difference. So the winds of change have slammed into Washington. It'll be a lot of parties, a lot of speeches. The first really super big Trump speech will be delivered at the swearing-in ceremony. And there's not a lot of hints as to what's going to be said in that speech, but it's a big moment for the 45th president as he inherits a nation that is deeply polarized, as it has been for years. So let's see if he can bring the crowds together. Hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. And I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Locked door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them I think have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I build a company around it, and next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate, and that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life, and I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that it's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speaker's bureau in 2001. He said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Do you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. It's so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking. Nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
Oh, I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practiced it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day. How would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it, and we get to practice.
Lon Sepka, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Once again, I'm always overwhelmed at the amount of email that I receive here on America Tonight. So thank you. Because I know you take the time banging out on the computer, on your iPhone, whatever it is. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the reaction that we get. It's just, you know, absolutely terrific. So let's go to the first one. This one is from Kyle in Ocean City, New Jersey. Kate, I've heard you talk about Ocean City, New Jersey, so that's why I put that on this email. It's unbelievable what the property is worth in some of those seashore towns in New Jersey. I don't know if you realize that or not. It just made me think about what people do for a living. You were talking about small businesses one night on It's Your Business and how people find the chance to take a breath and step away when they're not getting those traditional paid vacations. And you know what I say, you just squirrel away. My tip is you squirrel away $50 a month, and at least you've got a nest egg at the end. Remember those vacation clubs. And that's why I started with his email, because that was the first bank account that I had. My mother took me to open a it was a vacation club. She said, then you'll have some money when you go to the shore. So I thought that was crazy that he sent me that. But I was talking about taking the breath and the life work balance thing that is much different when you own a small business, because you're really available 24/7. And a lot of the businesses that many of you do, you're a contractor, you're working on a construction crew, so same industry there. You're in real estate, you're just got your real estate license, you're, you know, anything, a notary public, whatever. You're kind of on the clock for those dollars. And, you know, we've had lots of wealth management people on the show. We've done months and months with the great Steve Kelly and Mike Bonacorsi. I wanted to give everyone different perspectives on what do you do to set yourself up a little bit better. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of cash or hardly any cash. There are absolutely ways to do it. It would be easy, wouldn't it, if we all just won the HGTV dream house or got one of those scratch-offs where it was like $1 million, $2 million. You know, I know somebody that won $10 million. And, of course, look at the draw. They already were doing okay. So that'd be a shocker. You never go to Vegas. You put a couple of dollars in the machine, and that is your story. Speaking of money, I got this from Paul, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate Trump settled the Trump University thing, a $25 million payment. I guess he had to do that to get him off his back. Yeah, a couple of days before the swearing-in, boom, he forked over the cash to settle those fraud lawsuits. And originally known as Trump University, the settlement was reached in November, right before the election. He didn't have to testify in the trial. He started the university, for people who don't know, these seminars, and told students they could get rich off of real estate with different investing techniques in 2005. And then these fraud suits started coming in 2010 and 2011 because students said they were promised access to private financing options and they didn't get those. And so they decided that it was bait and switch. And so anyway, of the money, about $21 million, I saw the breakdown worth me throwing this out here. Of the $21 million, about $7,000 goes to former Trump University enrollees in two California class action suits. Gosh, how about that? Crazy. All right, how about this one coming our way from Mary? Mary says, wow, this inauguration, I have a lot of trepidation and anticipation. Does that make sense, Kate, to be excited and worried at the same time? Trump is such an anomaly. I'm not crazy about his women statements and his kind of misogynistic behavior. I don't like that. But I think there are sides of him that work. And the business idea of blowing up what we see in Washington, I think it's time for that to happen if it was ever going to happen. So I say give him a chance. But there is that anticipation and trepidation. That's right. In the same sentence, I love that you worked that in there. Sure, because it's unknown. We just know what's happening. Okay, here's my cabinet choices. Here's what's happening. And this is what I plan to do. But saying what you plan to do and then what happens when you get in there are two different things. And I'm really hoping for the best. I hope all of you are hoping for the best. Here's one thing I don't get. I understand backlash, people upset, not liking some of the nonsense in the campaign, of course, absolutely. But the not my president thing, guess what? He is your president. You voted for him. He is the president. So he, not the president, he is the president. You know, I like the saying better, we're still here. It seems that makes more sense to me than not my president. Because if you didn't like the last president, if you didn't like the president before him, the president before him, well, guess what? They're the president. So that doesn't, I get what they're saying, what their sentiment is, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this one from Jewel? I don't think it's Jewel, like, you know, Jewel the singer. I think it's a different kind of Jewel, but a different person named Jewel. But Jewel says, Kate, you know, I heard you say the thing the other night about the forever stamps costing more. How is that? First they sell us forever stamps, we get them, and now they're not forever. So that means what? We've got to now go and pay more for forever stamps? You got it. That was an easy one to figure out. Yeah, that they cost more. So now instead of it's going to be 49 cents. First class letter instead of 47 cents. Doesn't that seem so high? I mean, how many people, raise your hand, because, you know, I have that special capability of knowing when people are raising their hands in mass across America. How many of you are mailing letters? I hear crickets. I don't think very many of you are mailing letters. I like getting them. It's so infrequent. I like getting postcards. One of my friends sent me a postcard, and she and her husband were in New Zealand, and I thought that was brilliant. It made my day. So I'm like, oh, how cool is this? I love it. A postcard. Okay, so let's zig to another one. David in New Hampshire says, Kate, my prayers and thoughts are with the Bushes. I have to tell you, Bush won, one of my faves. I don't know, I just really like this guy and the fact that he works with other people. And, you know, they're pretty tight with the Clintons. It says that you can be a person first. And I don't know that we're long for having him in the world because he's in his 90s and he's been having breathing problems. So I think it's good to wish good thoughts for his family. Yeah, they were saying it was acute respiratory, and that was, and that's what happens. It was from pneumonia because he had pneumonia. And then Barbara Bush was also in the Houston Methodist Hospital. She had fatigue and coughing, and they, for Bush, they did a procedure to protect and clear his airway, and they say he's doing okay. That, you know, I mean, even Obama said he appreciated the Bushes. They'd given him so much advice, and he, you know, they helped him so much. And that's the kind of guy he was. Okay, so you're not a Republican, you're a president. I'm in that president's club, and lean on me. And I've heard from other people who've been around Obama and who were around Clinton that, yeah, the, that's the way they roll. That they're helping. They believe in America and in the process of serving, and they're going to help whoever it is. Okay, so let's switch to Sarah, who says, Kate, I know every once in a while, you know, you do that movie review. You talk about some of the stuff that you watch to clear your mind when you've been working a lot. And I know that you, I think, watch Netflix programming. Do you, isn't it funny how Netflix has turned around its bottom line? I think it's an interesting business story. It is. Netflix added almost 6 million paying members between October and December of 2016. So their expectations blew up their fourth quarter earnings, and their net income was like $67 million, something like that. And they were expecting, I mean, look, they were expecting $58 million. So the stock has absolutely gone up. The Netflix revenue's gone up, so the stock's gone up. And it's what's happened is the original shows where they've got Narcos, which is one that I watch. They have The Crown. They've got Gilmore Girls, I want to say. I never watched that series, but I know that was popular with a lot of people. So that's what they did. They rolled into developing these popular programs where you could just stream them, but you have to have Netflix. So adding that many new members, it just shows you when you have that clever idea in any small business and you really, it's well thought out. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's going to be like a Netflix story, but it's well thought out. You execute it and you follow the dots and you really, really do that research. And they really did that research. And by adding the production value and adding their own shows, wow, the streaming effect, very popular on Netflix. All right, thanks for all those letters. Remember, you can send me notes, letters, all that stuff anytime, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to ATN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive